Jemele Hill rages about affirmative action. Says Claudine Gay was extremely qualified to be Harvard president. By Warner Todd Houston on January 3, 2024. Former sports commentator turned day supporting social justice writer Jemele Hill is indignant at white people in the wake of the resignation of unrepentant plagiarizer Claudine Gay from her role as Harvard University's president, with Hill's proclamation that Gay's predicament is because of racism. Hill took to her X account on Tuesday to blast the racism she claims lies at the center of Gay's plagiarism scandal. When white people are hired in any position, the automatic assumption is they were the best person. When black people are hired, it's assumed we got there because of affirmative action, which, by the way, doesn't mean underqualified. If affirmative action never existed, a lot of white people would still believe deeply in their own superiority because that is what they've been taught, Hill railed in her January 2 X post. Considering there have been 30 presidents at Harvard and Claudine Gay was the only black one in history, she had to be extremely qualified to even be in that position, Hill asserted without evidence. But don't let me interfere with your racism, she abrasively concluded. Go off. Hill, of course, is a huge booster of so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, practices, which is affirmative action on steroids. It is the idea that blacks should be handed opportunities merely because of their race, based on the assumption that all whites are inherently evil racists. Even in the replies to her ex post, Hill sticks up for day hiring. On the one hand, she wants to continue supporting day hiring. But she also wants to complain about it when an unqualified day hire is dumped because they are unqualified outside of their racial component. One can campaign for day policies and then get upset when people see that someone is hired only because they satisfy day criteria but otherwise lack the qualifications for any particular job. In the end, Gay isn't hurting for anything. After all, she isn't losing her job, exactly. Harvard announced that she will be retained in its political science department and will also keep her outlandish salary of $900,000 a year. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.